Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello, and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer, and I'll be moderating this session, where we will take things step by step, well, 39 of them at least, with the director and cast of Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps, being produced by Proro Productions at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. Mix a Hitchcock masterpiece with a juicy spy novel, add a dash of Monty Python, and you have the fast-paced mystery for anyone who loves the magic of theater. This award-winning treat is packed with nonstop laughs and over 150 zany characters, played by a ridiculously talented cast of four. Through an onstage plane crash, handcuffs, missing fingers, and some good old-fashioned romance, mix it up with a riotous blend of virtuoso performances and widely inventive stagecraft, and you have an unforgettable evening of pure pleasure. With me here to talk about the co-production between Perro Productions and Theater to Go are director Ruth Marco and actors Casey Woods, Marielle Rosati, Jennifer Barron, and Andrew James Gordon. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Hi, John.
Hi, hello.
Okay, so I don't even know if I have to ask you, Ruth, why did you do 39 Steps?
Well, my history has always been that I'm a big fan of farce and fast-paced comedy, and when I saw this show first on Broadway, I turned to my husband and I said, that's it. That's the next show I'm going to direct. And now I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to do it here with this terrific cast.
Well, that's the thing. You have a terrific cast. What did it take to get that cast? This show is 150 characters, mm-hmm. four actors,
mm-hmm.
and
correct.
Most of those characters are played by three of them.
That's correct. Well, I was looking for people that could think quickly on their feet, move quickly on their feet, be able to create characters at the drop of a hat, different characters at the drop of a hat, and literally at the drop of a hat.
So there's a pun in there for those people who go to see the show. They'll understand what that means.
And I was just delighted when these four people came to my auditions, and I knew I had the right cast.
This is based on the movie.
Yes.
Using, I think, the original script from the movie, which wasn't a comedy.
No. The 39 Steps was a 1935 Alfred Hitchcock movie, and it was a murder-slash-spy movie, not at all a comedy. A lot of the scenes are actually verbatim from the actual movie, and the basic plot line is from the actual movie. But the comedy comes from the fact that all of these incidental and ancillary characters are played by our two clowns. So the milkman might turn into a pilot, who might turn into a train conductor, who turns into a paper boy, and all these things happen to forward the story, to progress the story.
So it's the staging
mm-hmm.
That makes this different than, let's say, the movie. If you were thinking it in musical terms, it's the same piece of music but a different arrangement.
It's more than that. It actually is more than that. It's the same basic story, but it really is. People who know the movie will recognize the movie, but it's got so much more to it than that because of the staging and the basic concept of the show, the way it was conceived by the writers.
Okay, but the thing is that in a movie you have multiple locations. You have
right.
one stage.
Right.
So how is that handled in this production?
By these very agile clowns who move everything around while changing characters. They have a lot of work. These guys are going to be exhausted by the end of the show. All four of them, actually, but particularly the clowns. Because they change everything. And of course, the set, it's really a movable set, so we have chairs and platforms and windows on wheels, and so everything gets moved around constantly.
So it's a pseudo-uni set kind of look to it.
Exactly. And we will have projections also in the back, which are very ably constructed by Kitty Getlick, and a lot of sound effects by Nick Mastelets.
Now, this is a heavy sound effect show.
It is a very heavy sound effect show. Sound effects and music and... I was talking to Nick just yesterday, and I said, Nick, you're really the fifth actor in the show, because his input moves the story along just as much as the dialogue.
Okay, so in those instances where you don't have something, it's the sound that moves the story.
It is the sound that enhances the story and moves the story, the combination of things, and also the projections.
Now, of the four actors, one of them only plays one character for the whole thing. Casey, that's you, and you play...
Richard Hannay, British basically almost like a gadabout who is sort of a cynic.
A gadabout? Do people use that term anymore?
They did in the 30s, probably.
Casey Woods does.
He's sort of a cynical bachelor. All of his friends have moved on, and he's kind of a lonely guy, and then he gets thrust into this adventure. It's fun. I don't change characters, but I think the character changes significantly throughout the play, which is pretty fun.
Where does the humor come from? Are you taking it seriously in a non-serious situation?
I think that's part of it. I think a lot of it, you do have to play the joke. And there is some playing to the audience with that, but as the only sort of stationary character throughout the play, he is thrust into these ridiculous situations, and you have to react to them as a normal human being would, which is very funny in a lot of ways because you don't know what to expect. And he's getting all these things thrown at them and chased and hounded throughout this Scottish countryside. It's pretty fun.
The character who plays opposite you is Marielle. Marielle, how many roles do you play in this?
Three. I play Annabella, who is a German spy. Margaret, who is a little Scottish girl who's married to a man much older than herself. And then Pamela, an ordinary British lady who's kind of spunky and resentful of Richard.
How did you prepare for this?
Listening to different accents. Each one of them had to have a different accent. I'm a huge fan of the movie. Since I was a kid, I practically had it memorized. I watched it so many times. But so much of the preparation for this is actually what happens in rehearsals, because you get a lot about your character from what the other actor is giving you, and that helps you create who this person is.
Okay, the thing is with this show, you have a minimal amount of people playing a maximum amount of characters and a minimalist set. So reaction and body motion and staging is a major function to make this play come off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of our rehearsals have been yoga. Ruth has been putting us through exercises, calisthenics, stretching exercises before we get on stage, because it is very much a physical trial.
Only one fireman's carry.
Very true.
Okay, so that brings us to our two clowns, and we're going to go with Jennifer. Now, Jennifer, this is normally a part played by a man. It doesn't have to be, but it's usually played. Mm-hmm. What was it like stepping into that?
It was just a huge challenge. I didn't see it so much as a male role because, quite frankly, the clowns play so many parts, and it's just another opportunity to try to craft a bunch of different characters. Fortunately, there are two females in the lot of the bunch that I play, but it sort of doesn't matter. The humor isn't so much gender based, so you're just crafting characters and hoping that they're clear and distinct from one another. And it was just so enticing to play with one, two, four different accents, some of them switching within the same sentence. That was a real attractive feature.
There are several scenes in this where accents and characters change on stage quickly within the same context of the scene. One of them being, as I remember, the train ride.
That's the big one.
Where there's multiple characters being played by you and your cohort, Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay. So is this your first run into physical comedy? Or?
No, this is one step in a very long road in the comedy that I've done. I mean, at school I've done lots of comedic scenes and plays. For example, I did a Felix from The Odd Couple for the Performing Arts High School right here at the Kelsey Theatre several years ago. So it's been pretty fun. And also, I find the characters very, you know, Python-esque, you know, Monty Python, very funny, very, you know, comedic, very physical and all that stuff. So it's really, really fun and enjoyable to do that.
Now, you don't sound like you're from around here.
No, obviously not. You picked that up from my accent. Originally, I'm from Australia. My parents are from England, and then I moved here to the U.S. in 2001, so I've got a kind of mixed accent, mainly British-Australian, but, you know, I mean...
Well, you mentioned that they were from England. You mentioned the U.S. You didn't mention the Australia part in there. I mean, did you just go there as a baby just to pick up the accent? Or?
No, I mean, born and raised until I was nine and then moved here. I never actually lived in England, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. No, okay. Yeah.
I do want to say about the clown characters. I consider the clowns to be gender neutral, so it didn't matter to me whether there were two men or two women or a man and a woman, as long as they were able to change character, gender, and costume as quickly as possible.
That's mainly me, by the way.
A lot of heavy lifting in these roles.
But having said that, Jennifer does play a couple of female characters, but not. She's not the only one that plays female characters.
Right. Also play one as well.
And likewise, she plays several male characters. So it's just a complete salad of characters.
Yeah, because the two scenes that had the quickest changes, as I remember, is the train and then the hotel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As the
oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Within sentences.
Mm-hmm. And actually also the final. To a certain extent, the last scene of the show does a lot of shifting.
This is a major farce. Few people playing many characters, and the fact that they're playing those many characters is part of the humor of the show.
Right, exactly. Yes. I do want to add one more thing about the show, if I can, about the play itself. It is the 39 Steps, based on the 39 Steps movie, but really it's an homage to all the Hitchcock movies. People who are aficionados, who really know the whole catalog of Hitchcock movies, will see and hear references throughout the show to lots of his movies. Some are going to be auditory because there'll be different soundtracks or things like that. Others might be visual. There might be things in the lines. So anyone who's into Alfred Hitchcock will recognize this as just being a love play to Alfred Hitchcock.
On the outside, a comedy, but interspersed in there are in-jokes the Alfred Hitchcock fans
exactly.
out there.
Visual, verbal,
everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want them to come and have and be prepared for a really good time. Be prepared to laugh, to see things that are familiar to them. Enjoy the virtuosity of these four fabulous actors.
I was going to say, I think that along with all the comedy and everything, it's a really great story. The fact that the 39 Steps was such a successful movie, the story's really great. It's a really great, really enjoyable story with all that zany madcap, gender-bending, changing roles all going on in front of your face.
There's still a mystery in this.
If
you remember seeing the 39 Steps, which I had many, many years ago, I didn't remember the ending. So it was still, you're still as a mystery, anyone who watches mysteries, you're still trying to figure it out as it goes along.
Yeah. There's a murder which leads him to discover what these 39 Steps are. And that's the whole trajectory of Richard Hannay's character. There are some other things that we're going to be doing. The first Friday night we're having our gala. The second Friday night we're going to be doing a talk back with the cast. So anyone who would like to stick around after the performance on the second Friday night to find out how they did this, how we all got this thing on the stage, the audience is welcome to stay here and chat with us all. And then the second Saturday night is the first annual and only ever Alfred Hitchcock lookalike contest. So if anyone from the audience wants to do their best Hitchcock impersonation, that's the time to do it.
So before we tell everybody how to see the 39 Steps, what does Theater to Go and Perot have coming up?
Perot Productions will be doing the Great American Trailer Park Musical in May, right here at Kelsey Theater. Theater to Go will be doing another in our series of sing-alongs, movie sing-alongs. We'll be doing The Little Mermaid. This is a spoiler alert because we haven't actually said it in the program yet. And Theater to Go, also not here at Kelsey, is continuing its production of Roebling, the Story of the Brooklyn Bridge. We're going to be doing a one-hour presentation about Emily Roebling at the New Jersey State Museum on March 29th for guests of the museum and others. And the second two weekends of May, there'll be a full production of the play Roebling, the Story of the Brooklyn Bridge, also at the New Jersey State Museum.
Now, how would people get information on how to see that?
If they want information about that, they can either go to the website at theatertogo.com, or they can go to the website at roeblingplay.com, or find us on Facebook under Roebling Play or Theater to Go NJ, and they can get all the information about that.
And for those people who are looking to see performances of the 39 Steps, they'll be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will run
from January 31st through February 9th. Tickets are $18 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Ruth, Casey, Marielle, Jennifer, and Andrew.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
For Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.